page 43. Module 3. Mountain couple get home safely. Keith and Jennifer Lee live in Oregon, America. Every year they go up to the mountains. They don't usually have any problems, but last year things were different. They drove up to the mountains as usual, but as they were driving home they suddenly got stuck in the snow. Unfortunately, their phones weren't working so high up. It was a worrying situation. While they were trying to move the car, they thought about their four children, aged 8 to 18. A friend, Sophie Smith, was looking after the children. When the Lees didn't return, Sophie became worried. She called the police and a search began. 2 days later, Keith finally managed to move the car. They were driving home when they heard about the search for them on the radio. They were surprised. They phoned the police and then phoned Sophie. "They're safe. They're coming home," Sophie shouted when she heard the news. Everyone was delighted. Keith is planning to go back to the mountains again next year, but Jennifer doesn't want to go. It was a frightening experience for her. She thinks they should stay in town. Grammar. Prepositional verbs. 1. Look at the verbs in the box. Use your dictionary to check the meaning of any unknown words. Worry about. Depend on. Agree about. Listen to. Argue about. Talk to. Wait for. Argue with. Participate in. Look forward to. Dream about. Agree with. 2. Listen and repeat. 3. Complete the questions with the correct prepositions. 1. Who do you talk when you have problems? 2. What music do you like listening? 3. What do you dream doing in the future? 4. Do you usually agree your friends? 5. Do you often participate activities in class? 6. Which things do you argue? 7. Do you and John agree anything? 8. Can your friends depend you? Pronunciation. Sentence stress. A. Listen and repeat the sentences. Which syllables have the main stress? 1. Do you dream about traveling the world? 2. We're looking forward to the party. 3. He used to play in a band. 4. He didn't have an easy childhood. B. Listen and repeat the sentences. 4. Interface. Work in pairs. Ask and answer the questions in exercise 3. Phrasal verbs. 1. Use your dictionary to check the meaning of the phrasal verbs in the box. Then listen and repeat. Separable, give away, take off, pick out, pick up, put away, put on, throw away, try on, wear out. Inseparable, get into, go with, look for. 2. Rewrite the sentences using 5 of the verbs in the box instead of the words in bold. This jumper's too small. I can't fit T into it. Get into. 1. This t-shirt's really old. I'm going to put it in the bin. 2. I like this jumper. I'm going to find out if it fits. 3. I love the sales. I always find good bargains in the shops. 4. Does this jacket look good with these trousers? They're both black. 5. I'm not going to wear these shoes so often. I don't want them to deteriorate. 3. Class vote. Would you rather give away your old clothes or throw them away? Phrasal verbs sometimes have multiple meanings. For example, pick up, so always read the context carefully to decide on the appropriate meaning. Grammar Guide. Page 153.